MLBPA negotiator Bruce Meyer delivers a stark warning. The owner's latest salary cap proposal is a major step backwards for players. This development reveals the widening gap between players and management just months before the current collective bargaining agreement expires. Meyer, the interim executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, claims MLB's plan outlines the worst system for players in any major sport. The proposed cap and floor structure includes a 50-50 revenue split and a salary range of $171.2 million to $245.3 million starting in 2027. However, the union argues that incorporating amateur signing bonuses into player compensation will lead to a decrease in overall earnings. According to Meyer, if the new proposal had been in effect for the 2026 season, players could potentially lose up to $500 million. While MLB asserts that its plan will increase year-over-year player compensation, Meyer refutes this by emphasizing the long-standing opposition to salary caps, a key issue during the 1994 player strike. MLB spokesperson Glenn Kaplan defends the proposal, claiming it addresses fans' concerns and promotes revenue sharing. The negotiations are heating up, and the outcome could reshape the landscape of baseball salaries for years to come.